Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in our spiritual practice, in the politics around us, because this world is such a fascinating place. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I'm joined by, is that Anne?
That's me.
Hello.
Hi, Heather. How are you? Welcome back home.
Hi,
we were traveling.
Good.
We had dinner at my house last Friday, and now you're back in Ronan after your adventures on the East Coast.
Wasn't that so strange? It was so good to see the two of you. The three of us got together for the first time in person since the beginning of the pandemic.
COVID.
And, you know, it was so fabulous to just talk together and do it in person.
And hang
out. We've been working together
the last
for
time we saw each other in person
decades?
Was March. March 15th, and we had that weekend workshop, and you caught the plane back, caught COVID, and the pandemic began. And now the pandemic, I guess, is over, or at least there's a shift in it that we're traveling again, we're out in the world again.
Well,
so this is Anne Early signing
on
from the Bright Red Desk in Manhattan. Say again.
I said, I'm still wearing my mask on the plane, but that's just fine. And
One should always wear a mask on the plane. Yeah.
And
I have
Neptune's
to say, I've
in
been
Pisces,
flying
I
a little bit
so.
Since the since you know COVID kind of abated, and I wear my mask on the plane because a couple times I flew, I didn't. You know, I used to get off the plane with a little sniffle. I didn't get off the plane with a sniffle, so I thought, well, I think I'm going to keep wearing my mask. So it's definitely worth.
Yeah.
So you made it back home safely. Yeah.
I made it back home safely without too much Mercury retrograde hoo-ha along the way, which was lovely. But, you know, it was interesting, speaking of Mercury, has turned direct, but is still basically stationary, and trining Pluto and opposite Neptune. So did you notice that piece about the English government turning corners that, you know, just right after the Queen's death, I believe it was, or right before the Queen's death, Liz Truss announced all kinds of the new Prime Minister, all kinds of new changes in the government and that things, you know, tightening belt here and cutting taxes there, and they reversed half the policy today.
Oh, wow. No,
so
I didn't,
they said,
I didn't see that.
It's not working.
Yeah.
The Chancellor said we need to cut the tax cuts, that they had set tax cuts for well-to-do people, and they have now stopped that. So it's
good.
Like first to balance the budget. So that was a step in the right direction. You know, I noticed that Biden has gone down to Puerto Rico to include, you know, if either we need to let go of Puerto Rico or we need to treat them like they are a member of our country and to really see if he could bring some help. And so that's a first, which is lovely. You know, Trump went there last time and just threw paper towels at people. And so, you know, this is it's a turning point. And I noticed on space weather that there are some doozy of solar storms getting ready to head our way. They haven't left off yet, but they're building up some major sunspots, and those will then a big dangerous sunspots, one of the biggest sunspots in years, has just rotated over the sun's northeastern limb, facing our direction, and could shoot off a solar flare heading our way, which could bring a mild, you know, electrical impact. It could start some nice aurora borealis, but we've noticed that whenever the sun is flaring, all of the transits that we're going through intensify. And they you know, become, and politics heats up, you know, and there's demonstrations in the streets of Afghanistan and Iraq as women protest, you know, recent deaths amongst the women in their countries.
Well, and there was a big demonstration in Washington, D.C. this weekend, too, with, you know, people marching about the Iran, the women in Iran burning their hijab, the woman who was killed, and now the protests. And, of course, you know, it's big. It's like, okay, women kind of standing up and going, no, I don't think so. So we have our elections coming, which is going to be, no, I don't think you get to tell me what happens with my body. I think I get to decide that with my doctor. So it'll be really interesting. We definitely see the rise of the feminine, which is good. I mean, it's time that we not be second-class citizens and not have to be governed by the morality police in their case, but the mullahs, as they say. I had somebody, I listened to somebody at a podcast the other day where he was like, we have mullahs in our country, too, who tell us what we can do and how we have to be. And through religious, you know, religious belief systems, and we are a government that says separation of church and state. So I'm glad you're Catholic, 05 guys on the Supreme Court, but that's not what this country is. It's supposed to be free of religious, it's supposed to be a separation of church and state. You can have your religion and do your thing, but you shouldn't legislate for the people that don't have the same beliefs as you. So we'll see what happens. I'm very optimistic because we're really seeing it rising up, and they had a bunch of people in marching in Washington on it. So I think that energy of, you know, people uniting and saying, hey, we need to change this. And, of course, as Pluto goes into Aquarius next year, you know, the last time we had that was 250 years ago where we said, no kings rule us. You know, we're allowed to be free. But now it's kind of like, okay, who rules us and why are we, you know, we agree to be ruled or governed or as long as it's collaborative, cooperative, and fun. But if it's not those things, then we need to have a sit down and a conversation. Yeah, so.
Right.
It's good. But, yeah, we also this
very
week,
exciting.
It's the third pass that Mercury goes over Neptune and Pluto, right? So we're really part one, part two, part three. So this week as it goes over it, we're going to have those energies of Mercury in Virgo where he's very firm and very clear in his favorite sign, kind of working collaboratively with Pluto and with Neptune kind of having us see things we hadn't seen before. I'm looking forward
and
to it.
And I have a feeling it's also, we also when we see that Pluto-Mercury trine, we, you know, revelation of motivations, hidden documents, people come up, and hidden bodies, I have a feeling that's when they're going to continue finding how bad the tragedy that hit South
Florida
really
was,
is.
Yeah. I think I heard 74 today. They're upping the death count. But, well, I mean, with that kind of flooding, a lot of people, it's sad. And then, of course, Fiona got hit, you know, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, not that we have forgotten Fiona, but it's also like, you know, somebody said, hey, and don't forget Fiona. I'm like, I remember Fiona. But I think you're right, Heather. You know, what's our relationship to Puerto Rico? And also, they had just celebrated 5 years of that last one that was so bad. You know, we got through it, we kind of rebuilt, and then whomp, along comes Fiona. So we also, you know, Governor DeSantis, of course, was against climate change, and I'm like, yo, Ron, what are you thinking now? You know,
you know,
and
you
Mario
can be against
Rubio,
it, but
the senator in
how does
Florida
it feel
voted
about
against
you?
It. Yeah, well, it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't
well,
care
he
if you don't like
he
it. But
said that he, think, you know, suspected a lot of, he said he's only voting for relief control rather than because he thinks there's a lot of other things being snuck in, which we doubt. But I noticed that there is yet another hurricane heading towards the west coast of Mexico.
Yep.
And, you know, while and it will be heading in there just as those transits hit, hitting Mazatlan just north of Puerto Vallarta, heading into Durango. And hopefully that won't be too terrible, but it is definitely, it was Cat 3 heading into Cat 4 last we heard. So
I didn't realize that it formed that quickly. I saw that it was forming, but it's that fast? Okay.
They say that, you know, that's one of the signatures of, and the Weather Channel is very clear, one of the signatures of climate change is fast-forming storms, that they build speed very quickly when they hit the warm waters, which are warm because of climate change. And so it is the new normal. It's not a one in a thousand years. And but it's
well, and also
you know,
we have rain through Wednesday from Ian, you know, because it hits and then we got a little rain and then we formed a low pressure zone, so we're raining for a week. So it's definitely not
and,
you know done.
You know. And it can be so heavy, those lines. And with that, I also worry about, look, this coming weekend, we've got Pluto turning direct after many months retrograde and on the full moon in Aries.
Yeah.
As the sunspots are getting ready to start. And so all those hot spots we've been talking about may start really simmering this weekend. And to look at ourselves, you know, is there some place in our lives with the full moon in Aries? You know, it's usually one of the wilder ones. You know, I remember in high school, boy, that full moon in Aries, we just took off every year. But boom. But so kind of keep an eye on that.
You also have a moon
energy
in Aries, Heather, so that full moon is like your favorite moon, right? So
it's my favorite moon or my least favorite moon, depending upon how much trouble I'm getting myself into. Lately, I've been enjoying it. But, you know, it really can bring things to a boiling point, you know, that the ready, fire, aim mentality that can be Aries, as an Aries moon, I can say that, can, you know, lower the impulse control, and it helps us know what we really want this full moon, not what we want to be polite for other people, but to know what we really want, but to feel that tension between what do other people want for us and what do we really want, and how do we find a good way of interceding between the two of them.
And then
what are your
full
thoughts
moon
on
hits,
that full moon?
Once the full moon hits, we're entering eclipse season. So the next 2 weeks are the build up to the first eclipse on October 24th, and then the 2 weeks after that are the build up to the eclipse on Election Day. So it also kind of starts eclipse. I think of it as starting eclipse season off with a bang, because the Pluto direct, it entered its shadow January 4th. So all the stuff we've been working on since January 4th, we pick up and we start moving forward with again. And for many of us, we had this idea, okay, 2022, this is what I'm going to do in the new year, and maybe didn't get it quite off and running because other things came along to distract us. But now it's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, that's what I said I was going to do. I need to get working on that. And now that Mercury's direct, our to-do lists are really out this week and saying, let's get them going. So the full moon, the Pluto going direct, of course, all the outer planets have been retrograde, and they're all going to start going ding, 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 ding direct over the next few months. So that also gives us a sense of the pause that we were working with, kind of calming down, stopping being paused and pushing us to move really forward quickly. So I'm looking forward to it, frankly. I'm going to be happy when Pluto gets into Aquarius, at least like to get a sense of what that is going to be like, and then we still have more Capricorn work all next year. But it also is like, okay, so we've really been working on those transformations since 2008 when Pluto entered Capricorn, and now what are we doing? And it is the corporate, you know, it's the changes in our government. It's the Capricorn rules government, rules corporations. So those changes that we've been looking at are going to start showing up on a deeper level. But I love full moons in general. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I mean, I'm hoping Pluto and Capricorn brought the dictators out of the woodwork. I mean, that's not the only thing. There were some good things about Pluto and Capricorn, but it really did bring that out, and the use and abuse of power. And so I'm hoping that Bolsonaro is going to be defeated in Brazil. It looks close. They had to have a runoff vote because no one got the majority. But fingers crossed that that begins the changes, which will have political echoing around the globe, we hope. There's been so many new right-wing people showing up.
Well, the whole thing about a strong man versus, you know, we're working collaboratively, so what are we going to do with our power? Are we going to turn it over to somebody who takes it over and tells us what to do? Or are we going to be self-governing and say, hey, no power? There's more of us than there are you, and we need to focus on the community. And I'm very optimistic about Pluto and Aquarius, about the community gathering together and saying, hey, we have to work together as a team or else, you know, even for global warming and challenges like that, that the community has to, you know, go. And, of course, we saw Putin consolidate power, you know, saying, I'm going to have a vote, and I'm going to come at your house with a gun, vote in the thing, and put it in the paper box here so I can see what you're doing. Okay, they voted yes. Okay, now I'm annexing them. And everybody's like, I don't think so. I think that was not right.
No, I don't think so.
And you watch
and Ukraine has taken it back.
Yeah, you watched him give that speech, and everybody sat there in the room looking at him. None of them looked like they were happy to be there, you know, but they also were, you know, we're all looking at it going, really? No, I don't think so. That's not how it works.
Right.
So I think that's the beauty of the Pluto in Capricorn. It points out the hypocrisy of, oh, yeah, you're going to have a vote. Oh, yeah, that's 95% of the people you asked to vote at the point of a gun voted for it. Sure. And that Dick Gregory quote, you know, if democracy is so great, we don't have to put it in at the point of a gun. People will steal it. It's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an energy here where we're moving forward on many, many levels.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very optimistic, even though I'm a little depressed. You know, I'm like,
I understand that strange combination.
It's a strange combo, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I also, I think when people make really nasty pronouncements, like we have annexed the Ukraine, as Mercury stations and is retrograde, usually it something undoes.
Not going to happen,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you made it. You made the decision. I always say you made the decision during Mercury retrograde. It ain't happening, or it's going to change. And we already saw it. Like shift, change, boom, go. So I think that part's good. And you know, he didn't. You know, obviously Putin does not have an astrologer saying, no, don't do this on the Mercury retrograde. It won't last. So it's good. I mean, I like the astrology for that kind of stuff where it goes, yeah, go ahead. Say you annexed them. Let's see what Ukraine says about that. So but it also is, you know, we recognize people are dying and having a pardon?
Yeah. And that Pluto Mercury trine this weekend, that's the third one in a row, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
That because it's Mercury went back and forth retrograde. You know, sadness is going to be with us this week. It's not, you know, the pain, the awfulness. It's like the ache of something beginning to heal on this third pass.
Mm-hmm.
That we see what's happening. Maybe we can feel for it in a way. We can remember. There's a Sun Venus opposed Chiron at the same time. Some old wounds are going to get sparked, but we can use that, you know, that triggering effect to do our own healing, to take it forward, and not to feel stuck. But there may be some resolution if you've been having an argument with someone over the last month. Look for a potential for a resolution or lost items returned on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see who's here and how we can help them in, let them in.
All right. Sounds
hello.
Like a plan. Let me pull up.
Area code 858. You're on the air. How can we help
you? Yay! My name is Kimberly, and my birthday is 11/2/67.
Okay.
11/2/1967.
Yep.
What time?
12:05 p.m. In Los Angeles.
Okay. Right after lunchtime. And
no.
Where?
In Los Angeles?
Glendale, California. Yeah, Glendale,
okay,
California.
Glendale. And
right.
What can we do to help?
Well,
Glendale
I
and Humboldt or L.A.?
L.A.
L.A., okay.
So I've got just questions around, there's a lot of really cool opportunities coming my way, but there's also a potential recession. There's just so many different variables, and so I'm just kind of looking at career opportunities. Right now, I have my real estate license, but I'm going for my broker's license. My son looks like he might be joining me, which is really exciting to me. So that's one potential thing. The other is I have a very, very successful short-term, like vacation rental type thing here in San Diego. And then, but the city is like throwing a wrench into it. They're creating a lottery, and like that could go sideways on me in a minute. It's been successful for about 5 years, but I'm really concerned. I'm doing well, but I'm super concerned. But then the third one is my original company I started with my husband is a training development, and I do coaching and training, and really my passion is women's retreats and programs around all that. So. Really, I'm
so just
at,
because you're
you know,
a double Scorpio and born on the new moon in Scorpio doesn't mean you have to do only one thing. Whatever you do, you do intensely. You know,
right,
Pluto
right.
is going back and forth over your ascendant this year. I think you, and so you're being asked to really step into your power in the next line. Not everybody else's worries, not everybody else's anxiety. You're going to feel a lot of that as Uranus is opposing your moon. You're picking up on the zeitgeist of tension, and Neptune is right opposed your Venus. So, that, you know, you're like, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I feel. But it's, you know, feel your way through that. Don't rev up. Don't go focus on the anxiety and everybody else's anxiety. Notice what's working for you. Take a step at a time. Don't put all your eggs in one basket is my sense. You've just, and that actually it looks pretty good for your work. Your progressed moon's going through the top of your chart. And, you know, as the dust clears in the spring, May, June, you'll start to see where you're going and what you're doing. It may be that you, like, don't put all your eggs in one basket, and if you see something really not growing corn for you, be willing to let it go. In a couple of years, you're going to be getting back to the retreat work, but there's something about dealing with what's empowering you now. Take notes on it, because it'll be part of the workshops that you do later on. And what do you see?
Well, you know, I immediately noticed your Mars in Capricorn, which is out of bounds, right, natally, mm-hmm. and it rules all those Scorpio planets in your midheaven. So that's your 90 miles an hour person, right? And I have this, and I have that, and I have this. And, of course, multiple businesses because the, you know, four planets at the top, and you're having a lunar return, which kind of harkens back to when you were 27. So back then, you were kind of like, this is my vision, this is where I'm going. To Heather's point, the Pluto on your ascendant is back and forth, and it is trining, you know, all the creative energy in your eighth house. So I don't think you're going to have particularly hard times. I do think, you know, we've got the recession and all that stuff, but I think you're going to be like, oh, okay, I'm ready to roll with that and figure it out. And Saturn's coming to your progressed Mars next spring. And you also have a Sun-Venus conjunction on your node of fate in the ninth house. So I think that's the Libra, you know, the communication, the connection, and all that stuff. I'm not sure your Sun's going to stay in the business with you. I think he's going to try it, but, you got Mars back. I'm assuming he's a firstborn child, but at any rate, you have Mars going back and forth in the fifth. So he may start it and then kind of change it and then revise. So we'll know if he's really staying in it by next spring.
It might be a good experience for him in any case.
Yeah, but it's definitely a good experience, but whether he's committing to it or not. And then for you, because you are Scorpio ruled, meaning, and your money is ruled by Mars, and your mind is ruled by Mars, co-ruled by Mars, and there's so much energy flying in your chart, and you have the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction that happened in April kind of shooting out in your money house. You've got a lot of really good stuff going. So I would be, okay, let me just do this. Again, it's going to be a very scattered feeling because Mars, the ruler of your chart, is back and forth and doesn't stabilize till the end of March. But I do think you've got, you know, really good ideas and good anticipation. And this period of time, you know, from 48 to 60, which is the patch you're in, is your big money-making years. Plus your progressed Sun's coming to your Mars over the next couple years. So you're really just hatching a whole bunch of new stuff. So I would be like full steam ahead, rest when you can, not a lot of rest, but also with the Neptune trining your Neptune and your Venus, your progressed Venus, there's just a lot of really juicy, juicy energy coming in your chart. So I'm like, you know, full steam ahead, have fun, and I would say all of it, you know. And the San Diego rental, yeah, there's a possibility. But I think there's a lot of people that are going to rally against it or protest it. Is it like the hotels are mad at you or something like that?
Oh, no. So I live in Mission Beach, which is it's a 2-mile little peninsula where it's pretty amazing because the water just surrounds us. And so we usually don't get touched really badly because in the real estate market anyway, because you were the last to dip and the first to buoy. And so that's kind of nice, but short-term management is what is being regulated. And so rentals, that's what's coming up. The application started today, and we're going to have a lottery in December. And all my owners are going to know whether they're in or out. And it's going to devastate some people And like I said, so my company will be impacted by it, but I really kind of feel like I can adapt because I can also, you know, I'm getting my broker's license and I'm staying in the real estate market without depending on, you know, one facet of it. So I kind of feel like I've got my hands in enough little buckets that, you know, I'm safe. I can just sell real estate. I can, you know, but I love the short-term management because I bring cool people to the community and keep some of these yahoos out.
So, right. Well, why are they doing it? What's the motivation behind the law? It looks a little sketchy.
Oh, well, so part of the issue is we've got probably out of about 3,100 housing units in Mission Beach in this little two-mile radius, we have probably 70% of owners short-term renting, and it's creating havoc. The reason I got into the business in the first place is because I said, hey, wait a minute, there's a way to do this right where you're respectful of community members, respectful of your neighbors. Like, it's not a big party. We're not Miami Beach and we're not a hotel. Like, just, you know, do the right thing and show you, tell your guests that they're staying next to neighbors. And so the reason I've become, like, I guess the bright spot of the dark side for a lot of people in my community is because I'm really trying to be the model of how to do it right. I've lived here 30 years. And
So we don't need the details because we have to get on to the next person. But I just want to say that, you know, you're doing really well. Keep at it. Stay on target. Keep that level of honesty. Pluto going back and forth over your ascendant is going to test you. But, you know, stay authentic, stay transparent, and stay clean. And I think it works in your favor.
Yeah, see, I like the details. That makes a lot of sense in terms of your transit.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, regulating kind of coming up with, that's why I asked, was it a hotel? Was it, so it's really community standards you're setting in place.
Yeah, for me, I'm setting those. Yeah.
I think that'll be okay. I don't think that'll be a bad thing, but that's definitely Pluto on your ascendant. Squaring your nose, the neighbors might not like you, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's good. But it's definitely, it's a longer story. It's going to run for about a year and a half, and it may be, you know, it may be litigated, you know, just because people will be mad. So, yeah, I just wondered what the forces were involved in it. Yeah.
You know, thanks for asking. I think it will be, the first lawsuit was filed today.
Yeah,
when
okay, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. All right, good. So, yeah, well, I think it's good, Kim. I think go raw. Have fun. And, you know, you're ready. You know, you're kind of saying, hey, we're working on the vision of our community. You know, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm so excited. Thank you both so much. You're both very inspiring. And I just, and I have to tell you, you are on my radar for one of my retreats, just so you know.
Okay. Sounds good. Totally up for it.
Years.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yep.
Fabulous.
All right.
You ladies have a, take good care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. No, it looked like a Pluto thing, Heather. That's why the Pluto squaring the nose. I'm like, there's like a different story in here. There's a deeper story in here. I wanted to know what it was.
Yep.
So you know me. I got all that Scorpio in my chart. Go deep. Tell me why. What's the intrigue behind this, you know? So.
Yeah, I just wanted to keep a focus on that.
Yeah.
And with everybody,
you
know, it's not that we don't love your whole story. It's that we're trying to get more people. But it's a little too late to bring anybody else in, so I should have just kept you on there.
Well, we're close.
We have 90 seconds left.
We can just say that's a Pluto story. She's working for the greater good of the community and saying, you know, this is the vision. Let's go for it. And, you know, Pluto on the ascendant squaring the nodes, for those of you who follow along, because a lot of people are like, what's the chart? You know, and so Pluto squaring her nodes in the ninth house of legal matters in the third house of the neighborhood, where the nodes land, it's like, well, that's the vision. So that's great.
Right. And with Pluto on your ascendant, even if you are keeping yourself very clean, there is often projection upon you, and you have to just stay clean and transparent because otherwise you get whomped. But I think she's doing
a good job.
You're
called Darth Vader if you don't. But you're supposed to be Darth Vader because you have Pluto on your ascendant, so it's good.
Right, during
all
that
time. Well, so the full moon, folks,
note,
it also echoes back to the new moon on August 9th, or April 9th, rather, in 2021, and then the moon in January 9th of this year, the opening square. So think about those times. And this full moon will finish that story up and help you see it clearly. And then we'll go forward from there. So I know I'm filing my taxes, for 2021, and I bought the condo. Yeah.
And who are you?
I bought the condo in April of 21. Huh? Say again?
Would you say goodbye? We have 3 seconds.
Yep. Oh, goodbye. Oh, you get the audio. Goodbye. It's Ann Arley from the Red Desk in New York.
And this is Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana, and Mark Wiltz normally joins us but did not this time. With love, take
He's
care.
He's moving. Okay, take care, everybody. Yeah. Have a good one. Bye, okay. Heather. Welcome home. I'm sure the dogs
Thanks.
Are happy to
Thank
see you.
You.
Yay, and Ren, too.
They are.
And congratulations
so
on Ren's award. That was really cool.
Isn't that exciting? Yes, we're very happy about
I know.
That.
I love the picture. You look so happy. She
work.
Looks so happy. Yeah, yeah. She looks so happy in that picture.
Good. Take care,
Very cool.
everybody, and have a good week.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Big hugs, Heather. Welcome home. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.